we have about 602,000 ballots that have not been counted yet. I know, largely speaking, nearly half, if not a little over half, of those are early ballots. Those ballots are processed, which does take quite a bit of time as they come into our county recorders. They have to verify each and every signature on those 300,000+ early ballots. Then they are transported to a election board, which has to open up those, each and every one of those ballots, and then they put them on a pallet, and then they bring them to a tabulation center, and then they're tabulated, and then their results are then announced. Another large portion of these ballots that haven't been counted yet are provisional ballots. Those are ballots from polling places, from people that had any number of issues.
The Secretary of State's website says about 1.7 million people voted in Arizona.
Yeah.
So 600,000, that's about a third. So a third of the ballots yet in this election in Arizona have not yet been counted. Is that right?
More or less.
Is this typical in general? I realize that the number of early ballots has grown, but is it typical that we'll have this many uncounted ballots after an election?
I think hundreds of thousands of early ballots and provisional ballots is somewhat expected.
Does it often change, or has it ever changed the outcome of an election?
I don't know how to answer that, because county's canvas and our canvas is the only thing we really consider official. It may change things for people that run out in advance of something being official, saying, I declare victory, or I acknowledge that my opponent has won. You know, the counties in our office, frankly, don't concern ourselves with results, so to speak, of who's winning and who's losing until we issue our canvas.
The canvas you're talking about is the official announcement of the results.
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
Well, now, what if someone concedes defeat? Can they take it back?
I would suspect they certainly can, and I would expect they certainly would if the canvas indicated that they had won. I think candidates often will either declare victory or concede defeat. We hear that, obviously, all the time. I don't think we see candidates who might be behind on election night, but very close. I don't think I hear many candidates out there conceding defeat if they're within the margin of what's left to be counted. So obviously in some races, they run right out there and say, yes, we've won. And in others, I think you'll hear from candidates that we're going to wait and see and make sure every vote is counted.
Right.
So I think there's a good balance of both.
So when do you expect to have at least, maybe not the official canvas, but enough totals that voters can go to bed saying, my guy won, whatever?
I would suspect over the next week, depending on which election and how close those numbers are. So they won't be sworn into office until typically January anyway. So we do have time, and we want to make sure we get it right.